America, Empire of Liberty, the 90-Day War.
It was probably the most ignominious entry into Washington ever made by a new president. The Pinkerton Detective Agency had warned of an assassination plot, so Abraham Lincoln slipped through Baltimore and into the US Capitol at dead of night, disguised as an invalid passenger and using a special train. The United States was on the brink of civil war, North against South. It was Thomas Jefferson, one of America's founding fathers, who predicted that the country would be a great empire of liberty. Empire it had indeed become, expanding from the Atlantic to the Pacific through intrepid settlers, but also by war against Mexico and by evicting the Indians from their homelands. Liberty, too, was America's hallmark. Millions had flooded across the Atlantic and over the continent to farm their own land and win religious freedom. Yet the economy of the South was built on the labour of slaves. And as Southerners moved west, they took slavery with them. Lincoln had warned that the United States could not survive half slave and half free. The victory in 1860 of his Republican Party drove seven states in the Deep South to declare independence and secede from the Union, convinced that Lincoln was bent on abolishing slavery. Modelling themselves on the original Declaration of Independence in 1776, they created their own independent government, the Confederate States of America, known as the Confederacy. Lincoln wanted to...